Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm fake filler jawline Danny Beard.
And I'm fake beard jawline Morgan Rees.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Morgan's getting the TV wet.
Danny's putting themselves in a box.
And one listener has an interviewer with, let's just say, a bit too much history. Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard. And today I am joined by comedian Morgan Rees. Well, because Billy's still away in South Africa. I love.
Right, how are you guys doing?
I'm good. I just wanted you to speak because I can't wait yes. for everyone to hear the kind of Welsh Bristolian mix.
Yeah, I've got it all going on over
here. You've got it all. Yeah. We'll chat to you in a minute. Let me read all this shit I have to read. It's supposed to be done nice and neatly, but when Billy's away, I just make things up, quite frankly. This podcast is two queers in your ears talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions or hookup horrors, and always getting the goss from you, our lovely listeners, and asking all of the right questions whilst answering all of your questions. Get ready, Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
Anything from sticky, is that sticky, Sam? Producer Sam.
Sickly
okay,
villas.
Okay, thank you. I thought that said sticky, and I was thinking,
you what?
I'm in a sticky villa on Airbnb, flip.
No, spoiler alert, you could say sticky.
Oh no.
Oh,
you can
God.
Say sticky villas if you like.
Oh God.
A sticky villa.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. This was the point, was to get your reaction, Morgan. That was a perfect reaction shot.
Oh, well, there's a Welsh answer for you. Akavi.
Oh, I like it. That sounds very nice.
Yeah, there's no literal translation for it. It essentially just means ugh.
Akavi.
Akavi.
Okay, Araf, love. Araf. You have to take it slow in here today. Two. Spiteful voice notes. Mm-hmm. This is drama. So have you ever sent a spiteful voice note?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to send a message in advance to a friend going, can I rant?
Fab.
And then I go, yeah.
But it's not at your friend. It's about
someone else. It's always about someone else.
Yeah. Are you a voice note kind of gal?
I've turned into one. I quite like him now.
I am, but then I try and make sure I'm not angry. In a voice note. Anything else is okay for a voice note, but if I'm mad and I really want to pop off, a screenshot of you slagging someone off, you can always say, there's no context there.
Yeah.
I was mad. If there's a voice note and you're like, and then the fucking bitch, the fucking fat bitch, ugly
yeah.
You're never going back.
AI. That's my out. It's AI. AI, not me. It's too much of me on the internet.
I'm talking about myself if I use those adjectives before I get people coming for me. Would you like to do our weekly plug for us since you are our beautiful, glamorous co-host today?
Go on, I'll do the co-host.
Let's do it.
Let's plug this bitch. All right. If you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch and share your biggest confession, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, or anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo. You can get in touch by sending us a WhatsApp. Text or voice note, go wild. DM us on Insta at Gossip Gaze Pod or fill in our gossip form. Head on over to this episode's description to find more.
Can I just say that was the butchest read?
Fab. Very
good. Can we have a clap? 10
out of
10.
Yeah. Good read. Good
can we
read.
Can we keep that one in the bank?
Yeah.
I won't say what bank. What bank? I liked it. I feel like we had Brian Blessed in when he said, can you send us our WhatsApp?
Maybe it's just.
Send us a WhatsApp.
Yeah, what?
I didn't know I could do that.
I did. New skill unlocked.
Yeah.
I unlocked a new skill the other day on the radio.
Ooh.
We did a texting segment and someone thought it was Jessie J doing I'm Trapped in a Box.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the producers was like, have you never seen it? And I was like, I've never seen it. And they showed me a video of Jessie J and I was like, surely everyone can do that. And I literally went, and I just did it off the gag.
Wow.
And everyone was shook in the studio like, are you joking? How can you do that? And I was like, you just speak with your lips shut, but not all the way shut, surely.
Yeah.
It's easy. Try it.
Wait, are you talking about it?
So, yeah.
No, your lips are moving. That's shit. No, you can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Are you talking about the clip of Jessie J singing with a...
lips shut, yeah.
What one? Yeah.
But I can't make out what you're saying there.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Sam,
I can't really do it.
You just sound gay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
just what he sounds like of a weekend, Morgan. It's really weird calling you Morgan because one of my friends is Morgan, so I feel like I'm getting your name wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Do you do that?
I know what you mean. Like, I feel like I'm cheating on my friend.
Well, what do you call? Do you just always call them Morgan?
Morgan, Morgs, Morgie.
Morgie.
I do that with all my friends and dog. do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, people either shorten my name to Mogs.
Oh, I love that.
All my mates know me as Mogsy.
Mogsy? That are your straight friends?
Yeah, I can tell.
I can tell.
And a few of my non-straight friends call me Mogi Bear.
There we go. There's a real difference, isn't there, in gay nicknames and straight people nicknames. Do you find yourself navigating through different groups of people, or do you have a group of friends that is a mix of like straight people, bisexual, like everyone?
No, they are separate groups, though I think they would actually get on absolutely wickedly.
You do?
So, like, because I came out ish late, I was like 26, 27.
She's a late bloomer.
Oh my God, what is this? So like all rugby boys, all my sort of mates.
I'm blushing.
But obviously it took me ages to come out. Yeah. They didn't blink, they didn't care. Yeah. And if anything, I think I've got all my queer mates. And if anything, I think they would have a great night out.
Probably. Nope. I love that. I really love that. And do they ever mix in terms of when they come to your gigs? Oh, there's the rugby mate. Oh, there's the gay lot. I love that. Do they like wave across the room?
No, they're already meeting each other at the bar.
Oh, I love that.
That's the common goal, isn't it? Mm. The share, the intersection between them two. They like getting fucked up.
the real nice straights get it, don't they?
Yeah.
And you're from a nice part of the world. Are you going on tour?
I am going on tour.
Earlier with us off. We're going to come and see you, all of us. We've all been given free tickets, by the way. He's not one of these guests that come in and demand us to buy a ticket like I would if I was on a show. Where's your tour? When's it happening?
Oh, it's all over the UK, May and June. The show's called Turning Thirsty.
I love it.
It's got great support acts. We're raising funds for local LGBTQ-related charities at every show. Got British Sign Language interpreters at it all. It's all about turning 30 a bit. It's almost mainly jokes about bumming.
Well, I saw one of your jokes about bumming recently, and when I say recently, it was last night in bed. which I don't know how pleased my boyfriend was when I was on like your fourth or fifth video. I think he thought I was just stalking someone's Insta or like TikTok, and I was like, no, it's our guest for tomorrow, and he was like, But you told a hookup story recently.
Yeah.
In London about ending up bumming in a garden. Now, this started with a classic, my friend.
Yeah.
I want to out you now. That weren't your friend, that was you, wasn't it, bitch? Was it your friend?
No, it was my friend. It was a story from a while ago.
Okay.
So it was, but like, don't get me wrong, that's on par with what I would have done.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's not me. It's just, I'm not in that story.
And just to clarify for anyone that's not seen your socials, what's your socials?
Morgan the Reese.
And this specific clip, would you want to explain it?
Yeah, well, essentially it was just about how I think I've become a London queer rather than a Welsh one. I'm a country bumpkin, middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, not being funny, sorry to interject, that must have been like nearest cock 53 km. I mean, I don't know what KMs are only off Grindr. Kilometers? Is that right? Kilos?
Yeah.
So that must have been like one shag a year.
Yeah, pretty much. But well, I was a late bloomer to it. I didn't start shagging.
I love how quickly our guests on this show just open up and start being like, I didn't start shagging.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't lose my flower until I was about 22, 23.
That's
I'd always
all
had
right.
this. I already, well, I was in like, I was sleeping with women beforehand.
Yeah.
But I broke up with this girlfriend. I just sort of went, do you know what? I've always thought about it. It was almost like a bucket list sort of thing. Just, let's give this a go, see if there's something in it. And it turns out there's loads in it.
Yeah. Great.
And then, sort of made up for lost time for a few years.
If you don't mind me asking, do you feel like that is, you describe yourself as bisexual? She's doing your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you see that as a fluid thing? Or, because I ask, because I don't know if this is to producer Sam and producer Lily May in the room. Has anybody seen that Baby Reindeer?
Oh, I'm totally aware of it. But yeah, I know. The Richard Gadd thing is superb.
Yes, so it was a play, Olivia Award-winning play. It was two plays, actually. It was Monkey See, Monkey Do as well.
Oh, I thought that was...
Did you see it?
Insanely good. He's so talented.
I am so jealous that none of this was on my radar until I saw it. So for those listening in, what we're talking about, it's called Baby Reindeer. It's on Netflix. If you have not watched it by today, by Monday, go and do it because you won't regret it. Was that that was a weird way of saying fucking binge it, bitch.
Yeah, you gotta watch. It is.
It's incredible. I don't want to ruin the story, but on the top line, it's about this guy who works in a pub who ends up being stalked, but then it's his life over a long period of time. And things in it is like him dealing with his bisexuality and coming out to his parents. There's a beautiful trans storyline in there, which I didn't expect. It just had so many beautiful moments. But one of the things he says in that is about when he's discovering his bisexuality is like, my sexuality's moving right now. Maybe I'm bi right now, I don't know. I feel like when Sam came out initially, you were very like...
Yeah, I've always described myself quite fluid.
Fluid. Surrounded by bi people, what's going on?
Oh my God.
I'm the minority in the room.
Have we marginalised you on your own podcast?
You've marginalised me.
We're
going
to change it from Gossip Gays to bi bands.
Yeah. Way better.
We'll touch a little bit more upon who you are and your regular sexuality and all that stuff. And actually, I think what is really cool about you is how you've brought your sexuality in on stage, but people don't assume it of you straight away.
Yeah.
And I love that because it's putting a whole new spin and it's a whole new way of having people kind of open their eyes who wouldn't necessarily, people in your show, I see it as, I always try and relate things to me. So I think of it like when I'm on the radio and I've got bus drivers that are now listening to me, they wouldn't have initially listened to me.
No.
So you'll have people in your comedy audience who wouldn't necessarily go and book a ticket for a gay act or a bi act or anything to do with the sexuality being part of their act.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of reel them in and then sucker punch them with, suck dick too.
Yeah,
and
pretty
I
much.
Love that.
Yeah, that's it, word for word, really.
Put that on your next page.
Yeah,
reel
them in.
Sucking
dick. Usually, like, in the comedian terms, they talk about an hour show, and usually they talk about the 40-minute mark. That's when you give the emotional punch. But I call it the sucking dick moment.
Yeah.
I'm taking it from Danny Beardis, the sucking dick moment.
But we'll talk more about that on Monday's bonus. Because you are here today to be our beautiful co-host. After this short break, I'm going to introduce you to our beautiful co-producer presenter. That's a good name, by the way.
I like that. Producer
presenter Sam.
It's a bit of a mouthful, but...
You've heard his name. You've heard his voice. You'll see more of him after this.
Okay.
Are you cuckoo for confessions?
Gagging for gossip?
Or are you turned on by tittle-tattle?
Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, allies. Tell them to listen to the Gossip Gays.
Mm. Spread the love by spreading the pod. Cast. Were you waiting for me to finish the script info? Waiting for the last one.
Everyone's got it. He's got it. They're going to get it.
Share this episode on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few moments.
The Gossip Gaze.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back, my lovies. I find myself wanting to do a really bad Welsh accent.
go on, give it a go.
Yeah.
We else.
I'd be trepidatious.
All right, drive. When everyone with anyone Welsh and we're getting a
taxi. Yeah,
all right, drive.
Cheers, drive. Yeah, that's what I still say that now.
Do you?
Yeah.
I feel like I could only do a Welsh accent when I've watched a lot of Torchwood. Do you remember Torchwood?
Yeah, wow.
It was the gay Doctor Who spin-off. And one of the characters...
Yeah, but wasn't it with someone who's problematic now?
John Barrowman.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Is it John Barrowman? I used to love him. Yeah. What a big camp gay old thingy.
But yeah, there's always one line that sticks out to me, which is one of the characters comes out and then later his sister's boyfriend comes in. He goes, Yanto, I didn't know you were Bumder. And that that scratches my brain.
I used to gig all the time in Mary's in Cardiff.
Oh, yes.
I used to love it. I used to go to the sauna in Cardiff. This is back in the day when I would do this.
Can we do a bonus episode sometime that's just Danny Beard's top 10 saunas around the country?
I could do that right now.
We don't
Number
want it right
one
now.
Is the greenhouse in Birmingham. Number two is shut down. It was in Cardiff.
Brum. Brum's your number one sauna.
It's massive.
I don't know saunas.
I've never been, but again, it's because I was living in Bristol and Wales. Yeah. There just weren't any. I went to one by accident once. I was supposed to be meeting a friend at Gym Box. They went to Sweat Box.
I was like, that guy's getting a workout.
Yeah. And then I didn't realize. I sort of like popped a little bit online. I walked in to the Sweat Box and the person behind the counter was went, oh, I didn't expect to see you here. But in my head, I thought they worked at their gym. I said, don't fucking say, what am I doing in the gym?
But
they went, oh no, I didn't expect to see you at Sweat Box. I thought this person was calling me unfit.
Wow.
So I didn't expect to see you here. Fucking didn't expect me to see me in the gym.
What did they mean?
I think they just...
I'd be like, what do you fucking mean? Did you go through with it?
Yeah, I was going to say, at what point did you realise?
I'm going to be 2 hours late.
Yeah, 2 hours. Don't be so fucking overcompensative. It was 15 minutes.
So I can't do a workout. I'm exhausted already.
Well, anyway, moving on from gay saunas, we've got lots of gossip and we've got lots of people who have been messaging in, and Lily May has handpicked 2 stories today, not 3, because we're hoping, Morgan, you've brought a bit of gossip with you.
Well, yeah, yes, I have.
The hand to the cheek, as you said that, made me think
one of them's recent, and I don't know whether I'm probably going to turn this into stand-up, but I wonder whether I could beta test this story with you guys.
Yeah, we can beta test
I won't do it as stand-up, but I'll tell you the story.
yeah. Girl, this is what we're here for. But we'll do it last.
So yes.
We'll just let we're going to build up to it. And let your nerves go. But also let you see how this, how our beautiful listeners set tones here. Because it wouldn't surprise me if we don't speak about piss, shit, vomit, or any, any of all of the above.
Not far off, yeah.
Our listeners are top quality.
Do you think sometimes that listeners just shit themselves or throw up and like, oh, now I need to get in touch with Gossip Gays.
Yeah.
Like, who can I talk to about this? The one shit and piss podcast out there.
Oh, God, stop.
Let's not use that as a tagline. I hate it.
Yeah,
I'm going to do the first story and then we'll do another one and then we'll go over to Morgan. So this first listener is Dale. He, him.
Hi, Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Dale says, your recent story about someone vomiting on someone at work party... vile, but also actually one of my favorite letters. Your recent story about someone vomiting on someone at a work party has made me relive a memory I wanted to forget. About 8 years ago, I went on holiday with a bunch of friends. We booked a cheap villa type thing that my mum helped arrange, as there were 12 of us. There were some people there I didn't know because they were friends of friends, but it was all very good vibes until.
I love it when anyone emails us in or fills in our form or whatever the way they get in, and then they really want it, they build it out.
Oh,
they become script writers of their own, like dot dot dot.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking at this.
Dot dot dot.
Dale
bones.
Loves a dot dot dot.
Yeah, Dale.
Dale's loving the dot dot dots.
It's like the beginning of Mamma Mia. Yeah. Dot dot dot.
I was gonna say, I do think some people really live their Sarah Jessica Parker fantasy
when they're writing out. Anyway, I can see smashed coming bold soon. So let's get on with it.
So until dot dot dot. The second night we were drinking. Not really eating much, and then partying into the early hours. Some people decided to leave early, including the people I didn't really know. I wasn't bothered though, I was having the time of my life. Me and three friends were out till around 4 a.m. and crept into our rooms very politely. I was absolutely smashed. I lay on my bed and had that feeling where the room was spinning and all the substances had hit me. Dot, dot, dot. Dot. I knew I was going to be sick, but I felt like I had enough time to make it to... I don't know where this is going.
I felt like
I had enough time to make it to the bathroom, so I got up and headed over to it. There's not a dot, 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 but that would have been a perfect...
There,
that would have been a perfect dot, dot,
Maybe,
dot.
Mate, can you do me a favour, honey, while we're live in action, will you go through and add dot, dot, dot? I'm really sorry, Dale, but we're taking liberty with the story taking. Right. Every time we see a dot, dot,
honestly,
dot...
Honestly, I think this is what Dale would have wanted. It's just some constructive criticism. Yeah. So I'm going to do that one again. Yeah. I knew I was going to be sick, but I felt like I had enough time to make it to the bathroom, so I got up and headed over to it.
Dot, 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 dot.
I think I must have been disorientated and it was still dark. I think perhaps I was trying to navigate my way through my home back in England, because what I actually did was go to the lounge when my friends of friends were sleeping on the sofa.
Oh,
fucking
hell.
Oh, God.
I stood over them and was sick all over them whilst they were sleeping.
Oh,
dot, dot,
dot. Dot.
It was, oh, no. It was really watery sick and it smelled sour. Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah.
I love the detail in it, but why now if we just had the detail of sick and thin?
You know why? Yeah. Because, thank you, Dale, good description. That is that kind of like bile sick, do you know what I mean? Where you've just been drinking and it's just acidic and wet. No chunks. I don't know what's worse. Ideally, no sick. Within seconds, someone had heard me being sick and came in and put the lights on. It was only then I realised what I had done. I'd woken these people. That's not the worst part, Dale. I'm just going to tell you now.
Them not getting their 8 hours is not the worst thing you've done here, Dale.
That's not what they're going to ask you about at breakfast. I'd woken these people I didn't really know at 4 a.m. by being sick on them. Dot, 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 dot. One girl was asleep until the lights came on and then woke up and immediately started crying as my sick was in her hair.
Oh, God.
The other girl then threw up because of the smell and sight of my sick. Dot, dot, dot. I then volunteered to sleep on the sick sofa, as it became known, for the rest of the holiday. We did try and wash the sheets, but I could still smell a hint of sick dot, dot, dot. Anyway, for some reason, we never went on holiday with my friends ever again. Lol. Double exclamation point. Or dot, dot.
Can I just say one thing straight off the back of this?
Yeah, go on.
Those friends definitely went on holiday again. It was like a new group chat. Dale doesn't come.
The new group chat was no sick sofa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is.
Have you ever had any kind of like group holiday where it's kind of gone wrong?
I wouldn't say so. This did remind me of one time that when I was like 18, I was sick, and my friend who was scared of sick then also started being throwing up, and that was kind of what happened there. Awful experience, that. Very
lots
sensory.
Lots
of sick. Not great, that. Otherwise, group holidays, quite chill.
My group holidays haven't been chill, but everything's been in order. There's been no divisions. There's no, but we've all shared the same element
love
of anarchy. When I went on a friend with one mate, he has a real habit of weeing in places he shouldn't be weeing.
Why do
some men do that?
I saw someone.
We've spoke about this before. It's a real male thing. Like opening someone's order and pissing in it.
I've done it. This is years and years ago. I stayed over a friend's mate and I really needed the wee. I was on the sofa, but I was only staying over and all the doors were shut in the house. I was like, I don't know which one's the bathroom.
And I can't open them.
Well, I don't want to walk into their parents' bedroom or this. It was a flat. I went, I need to go. I don't know which one's the kitchen. I can't even go into the sink. I remember going, they've got a plant. I'll just go in the plant pot. And then I was hammered. I woke up the next morning and I'm going, where's this plant pot? I just couldn't find a plant pot anywhere.
Oh.
And then I looked, this is how hammered I was. I must have put a TV program on and it was just on the television. I'd weed on the television.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I was about to say, did they have a cat? Complain.
I was so mortified.
You know what? I'm always getting those two mixed up, plant pots and televisions.
I'm blushing. I've kind of gone a bit red for you, like out of secondhand embarrassment. What happened?
Well, I just had to go, oh God, oh God.
Did you admit to pissing on it? Or could you blame the cat?
I just mopped it up with a hoodie.
And then
left really early going, oh, sorry, I got the first bus home. No, obviously just dump that hoodie in a bin.
Have they ever known?
No.
Do they know?
No.
Are you friends with them still?
Yes.
Will they see this podcast?
No.
If you're friends with Morgan and you want to get in touch, please get in touch via our new form.
If your TV smells of piss, please write to us at gossipgazepod. Did the TV still work?
Yeah.
Was it an old-fashioned TV?
I didn't aim for the jack.
Aim for the plug in the wall.
It's not advisable to piss on a TV.
Is it
a big telly or a thin one?
Big telly thin, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wide and thin.
So that piss probably bounced right off, really.
Yeah.
Unoed me.
I can't believe you woke up searching the house for a plant pot. I absolutely live for that.
On the TV. In fact, I know someone at university who pissed on an exercise ball thinking it was a toilet because they were that drunk.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of ricocheting piss in a very small dorm room.
What's that song?
You take your aim far away, far away. Titanium.
We have a karaoke moment, sorry.
Yeah. Dale, thank you for your sickly tale.
I thought you got Morgan's name wrong then. Yeah. I was elbowing you. It's Morgan.
No, I just wanted to thank Dale for a lovely one. Why didn't you read our next one, Danny? Which is from a nonny.
Oh, well, girl, when it's anonymous, you know some shit's going down.
Oh, yeah, you know someone shit themselves when it's
Please,
anonymous.
Please, I've no poo in this story, guys. Anon, she, her. Hello, Gossip Gays.
Hi.
Hello.
That's you today.
Oh, yes.
Hello. I need your help. I recently had an interview for a dream job at an events company. ..
Oh, yeah.
They love it. The listeners love it. .. I was so excited and I felt like I finally was getting to a place where I wanted to be. I knew I was qualified and I just needed to be confident in the interview. When I arrived for the interview, my heart sunk. Oh God, I can feel where it's going. One of the people conducting the interview was my best friend's ex, who was a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
So much so that when they broke up, I sent him a drunken voice note telling him why I thought he was awful. .. It was not a nice message. He has a really generic name, so I didn't realise it was going to be him. And he has blocked me on everything, so I had no idea what he was up to. I had no idea if he knew it was me or not. It really threw me off and I didn't know what to do. I tried to gather myself together and I went through to the interview. To be fair to him, everything he said was professional, but he did give me, you know, one of those knowing looks throughout the interview, which again made me feel really nervous, but maybe it was in my head. We shook hands at the end of the interview and he said, "We'll get back to you by the end of the week, but just get in touch if you have any questions in the meantime." And I stupidly replied, "Well, you'll have to unblock me then." He did an awkward laugh and all the other interviewers looked confused. Oh, it was awful. I just darted out after that. The worst part about all of this, I've been offered the job. I don't know if I can actually work with this man. I don't know if I can live down the guilt of what I've done. And I still kind of feel he deserved it. But it's my dream job. So please help. What do I do?
Oof.
I mean, worms.
Yeah, that is a. I'm trying to work it out. I'm going to do my working out loud.
Work it out.
So, AK, he's a Ronan and she's told him he's a Ronan.
Yeah, great. Mm.
But then he has been really professional.
Yeah.
And she's been the one that's actually undone her good work in the interview.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
I think for me, the only thing really wrong here was you at the end of the interview went, "You'll have to unblock me first."
Yeah.
But
you stooped a level down.
But I also think that was a real good power move because it was in front of the other people. You said it in jest.
Yes.
Them other people will have asked the question now, "Why have you blocked her?" Because it wasn't, "I've blocked you."
Mm-hmm.
He would have had to explain why he blocked her. Blocked her because she's friends with my ex. And, you know, how honest he was, we don't know. But it was kind of messy. And then to still get the job, she must have been shit hot, no?
Or the other candidates were also blocked and handled it way worse than you did.
Yeah. They went in with that voice note energy. Yeah. And another thing!
Yeah. As soon as they sat down, they went, "I know you!"
Yeah.
But yeah, like if the question is, if you say, "I don't know what to do," don't turn down the job if it's a dream job just because of some guy.
Is the question, should I turn it down?
Well, he said the worst part is I've been offered the job. I don't know if I can work with this man. I don't know if I can live down the good what I've done. Help me, please. So yeah, the question is, should they take the job? Yes, you should take the job because it's your career of advancement. You're always going to work with people you don't want to. You're always going to work with people you don't like. You're always going to have clients you don't like, blah, 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 blah. Not me, I love all my clients. But
that's literally not what you were saying the other day when we weren't recording. You were saying
this one
client. Ginger, was it?
I actually don't have any ginger clients. Whatever you like.
This brunette guy with green eyes. No, blue eyes.
Right, you're just living a little fantasy here, aren't you?
I'm just cold reading, aren't I? Yeah. Sally Morgan.
Yeah.
Stop. Right, Mr. I'm getting a B.
Yeah, I'm getting a B.
But yeah, you can't sacrifice your own career advancement just because you've had an argument with this guy in the past. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
And also, it could be the other end of the office. And also, you've said in your interview, you've got to unblock me first. You don't need to be unprofessional. But if he be professional when you go, you don't, you know, you're in a professional environment. You can do it. You've put you qualified for the job. Just go and be professional. You don't even have to be like nice to him.
Mm. Well, you don't even have
to. Just be pleasant and professional.
You don't even have to have him unblocked.
But also, like, your friend's not with him anymore. You made your points at the time. Move on, bitch. Like, what's the point in harbouring feelings on behalf of your friend? Completely different if he'd done this to you and you'd lived through some kind of trauma. But you don't want to now let him being a prick still affect you time down the line when this is your dream job. Put that first and all your energy into that and do not let him take 1% away from that. Would be my advice. No. How serious was I then?
I don't know. Yeah, take the dream job, but I'm going to roll the dice here. I bet they get together.
Oh, it's so gonna be
drama.
No, you're right. It's gonna be a haters to lovers trope.
Yeah, they're gonna go, "What's this energy? It's hate, is it?" And then all of a sudden, it'll be a works do, and they'll go, "No, it's actually something quite animal."
Oh, it's gonna be one fling in the kitchen, and that's that.
A fling in a kitchen depends what they work in. If they're a nurse, it's probably one lying in the bathroom. They're always the worst. Do you find when you're in a comedy gig, who are the worst groups of people? You know, when it comes to Christmas and you start getting all of the work nights out in, for me, it's always like health professionals, teachers, anyone that's got to be really fucking
they
good.
Get fucked
teachers,
up.
People that work with children, any sort of field. I think they try to overcompensate for having a sensible job by going like, "Oh no, I can be debaucherous. I can be fun." And they just go, whoa. The amount of teachers I've seen kicked out is unbelievable.
For sure. The amount of teachers in my shows, and I've been like, your first couple of heckles were funny. Yeah. And now I would now really politely ask you to sit down, wipe your left nostril. Get your jaw off your neighbour's seat and just keep yourself together, because next time you're going to leave. All right, my darling. And your t-shirt's still awful. Sit down. Whatever. Like, it's, teachers, nurses are always nuts.
Nurses are hands down the biggest wreckheads I know.
Yeah.
All nurses. But at the NHS, thank you for doing your service.
Yes,
massive
thank
wreckheads.
You for your service. But not thank you for your service at my show.
We both
did a podcast.
You take this one.
You take the
okay. Well, I was going to say, Moggs. Have you got Moggs? Your Moggs? Oh. Was it Moggs?
Moggs,
Moggs and Morgy Bear, right?
Yeah, Moggs, Moggsy, Morgy Bear, whatever you want to call
Mogi
it.
Moggy Bear. Moggy. That was it. I was trying to remember Moggy Bear. Moggy Bear. Did you bring your own little slice of gossip for us today to contend with our two lovely listeners?
I have.
Okay.
So I was seeing this person, and they lived on the top floor of this block of flats. It's important to it. And they were having roofers in at the time, and they were fixing the roof. And they obviously all the roofers are there in their sort of classic workman's clothes.
God, I feel like I know where it's going, and I'm scared for you.
And they're like these brilliant Spanish lads. And my partner at the time was just like, "Oh, I'm really into worksmen. I'm really into tradies. You know, I want them. That's what I want them to lay me."
Were Diet Coke ads big at the time? Were Diet Coke ads big at the time?
Yeah. They were like, "I'm really." And I used to work the roads. I've done. I've painted, decorated, gardener, landscaper.
Oh,
I've done it all.
What am I doing at the minute? Will you get round?
Yeah. So I was like, "Oh, do you know what? Yeah, I've got the dusty Timberlands. I've got the workman's belt. I've got the trackies with paint on them. I can do that, don't you, Ollie?" So like, because we've done quite a lot of role play.
I'm obsessed. I'm on the edge of your seat.
It was always like a bit of like, it was a bit of a point of contention, all the role play, because I was like, "Do you know what? I've been..." Is this too much? I don't know why I'm saying too
just
much.
Just say it. If it is, we'll cut
Do
it
you
out.
Know, I've been a businessman, I've been a DL guy, I've been a tradesman, I've been a delivery guy, and you're always a whore. Yeah. So, can we mix it up a bit?
Yeah,
I've really
fairness.
Got some range here.
Yeah.
Which I actually don't have. And so I was like, "I'll come over and I'll pretend to be one of the Spanish builders."
I mean, were you on Duolingo for a week? What level of commitment are we talking here?
Yeah. I'll come and give you a good one, but I'll get to level 2.
Yeah.
But so I was like, oh, I'll give it a go. So, you know, a week goes by, pretend to be knocking the door. Hey, I need to sort your ceiling. So, we can only get to it via my room.
Nice.
So,
someone's got a pro Pornhub account.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, and I was trying to learn Spanish at the time. I'm still trying to learn Spanish. I was like, oh, great. I can use this to learn my Spanish. Because it does like dirty talk doesn't work in Welsh. Oh, that's bendy headache. you know, it doesn't work. Or like you were saying, Araf. So we just go upstairs and pretend to be a builder. And I'm doing my Spanish accent going, sí. it was going great. We got carried away with it, you know, to the point that, you know, like the window's wobbling, the bed's wobbling, the furniture's wobbling. It's going great. And I'm speaking Spanish. And when we finish, and I'm still going, oh, that was great, CCC. And we're just all basking. Oh, that was great, wasn't it? We were basking in it. And obviously now, you know, now the bed stopped shaking, the furniture stopped shaking, but the window's still shaking.
Oh,
I mean, look over, and it's just a group of roofers going, knocking on the window, going, pull blind, pull blind, pull blind, pull blind.
Oh my God, I'm from beetroot for you.
And I'm going, oh God.
Did they think you were one of them?
Well, that's the thing. I was jumping up. Yeah, they weren't going, how'd you get in there? Yeah. Looking for a way
party,
in.
Party.
Like a mime.
Yeah.
So I rush over, shut the blinds. And I got, and they also, the partner at the time was going, did they see us do the whole, like, you pretend to be them? We don't know. They might have just seen us being naked. Yeah. They might have just caught the end of it. I don't know. So a bit of time goes by and I go out to see the builders to say sorry a bit. And like they were, again, mad. It happens 100 times a day. And it's our job. We're, you know, high up. That's where people's bedrooms are. And we see it 100 times a day. And I go, okay, phew. Thank you. I feel a bit better for that. And honestly, I promise it won't happen again. And they all went, it better not happen again. We're Portuguese.
Oh, no. Oh, girl.
Fab.
Who are we crowning Gossip
Goddess? I love that.
Well, I felt really drawn in by the story. But
I
did. Being biased if we hand it straight to Morgan on the plate?
I don't know. There's a lot to unpack that. I mean, my favourite part is that in the throes of all of that, you're like, perfect time to practice my language skills. Yeah. So that's what I really loved.
Just for context, Sam dates a French guy from France. It's a long distance.
Trying to practice French. We were talking about this earlier, actually. Yeah, we'll talk about practicing French and Spanish and how mine's getting worse, for definite.
My Spanish is getting worse, but that's because I've not done it since I was in year 11.
Well, Morgan's got some high school books that you can use. You can do some practice together after
the
show.
Yeah, I carry around school books with me. They are
mine.
Let's
have a look.
I was going to say, what's your next role play, teacher?
Every time they say that,
you've got to take marked books before you get round to it.
Role playing as a teacher, every time I say their name, they've got to shout here.
Do you know what you reminded me of? I don't know if I've ever told this story on the show, but when I was in uni, my housemate Jack, and he won't mind me saying because he's crazy, he had a guy on Instagram who really was into role play.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was a bit of a daddy, and Jack was into that and all of this. And he was like, oh, I want you to come round. Have you got a school uniform? He's like, no, but I've got, I think he said to it, no, but I've got something that looks like a PE kit, shorts and a t-shirt. And he went
Rocks
round.
Up D of E.
Yeah. He went round St. John Plessington on the thing. No, it didn't. He went round and the guy had like a spare bedroom that he'd made fake messy. And we were uni, he was like 19, and he was like, make your room. He was like really bad acting. He said, make your room.
Oh, God.
And he basically, the long and short of it is, I think he chickened out of the act, but he said, I was still there for 20 minutes because he just kept making me clean more bits of the room, make the bed, put like crumpled up bits of paper, like a bad set of a porno, put paper in a bin. And he was like, finished cleaning your room, he said he was just like wiping the bed and stuff.
Oh,
and he just left. But he basically went and cleaned this strange man's room. I think that's how it went. Yeah. Or in my mind, that's how it went. That maybe if I told the story 5 years ago, it had more detail.
Imagine that's just how he's outsourcing all his house tasks. Yeah. Like he's next back on it. He's gone, oh, I love it. I love this role play where I play someone that wants dinner and you're a chef.
And I'm really hungry. Can you cook?
Yeah.
Funny. Who are we going for gossip?
I think it has to be Morgan. I loved that story.
I love that story a lot.
It's the fact that the most dramatic bit isn't actually even that you got someone watched your shag. It's that you assumed that they were Spanish.
They were Spanish.
Yeah, how racist.
I know, all for me outside smoking rollies, couldn't understand the words. Spanish. Probably Spanish.
But you know what, though? Spanish builders get the job done. As do Portuguese.
Yeah.
And they're not the same.
Yeah.
They're different.
Can I not say that? Everyone looks shocked when I said that.
No.
Are you joking?
Well, you can say that.
Work hard.
Yeah.
We've had builders on our building for fucking 6 months. All they ever see them do is smoke a spliff at 6 p.m. Presume that's when they clock off.
Are you sure the builders?
Well, they've been watching me through the windows. I don't mind what they are if they've got paint on the boots. Well, we've come to the end of the show.
If you want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, funny story, or anything else camp and crazy, you can get in touch by sending us a WhatsApp, text, voice notes. Go wild.
Yeah, DM us on Instagram at GossipGazePod, or you can fill in our gossip form. I hate that, but you can. If you wish to remain anonymous, just say, and we'll never out you, and we can even disguise your voice.
Head over to this episode's description to find out more. And if you've been crazy enough to action our advice, we'd love you to get back in touch.
Please, please, also don't forget to leave us a 5-star glowing review. And we'll be back with a brand new bonus episode on Monday, where we're still with Morgan. And we get to talk all things Morgan Rees, comedy, bisexuality, beards, Welsh, Bristolian. I'm just going through all the things. Tick, 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 tick through your life. I don't know what else, but we'll talk about it on Monday. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
The Gossip Games.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.